Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from the hotbed of conservative people and hopefully wrestling fans all around the world. My name is Jason Block, and I am not Robert Q. Seidelman because he lost the bet. Nikki mailed me the keys, and I am ready to rock this town apart because we've got a lot of wrestling news to cover this week. And let's bring our panel in here. We have on line one Mr. VRM.
Someone explain to me why we spend $430 million on batters and rotation, and we still don't have a decent bullpen.
Can't tell you on that one. On line two, the host of this program, who has generously allowed me the keys this week, Mr. Robert Seidelman.
Thank God I watched TNA.
Okay. Line
thank
three.
God, thank you for returning Christopher Daniels. Hallelujah.
On line three, we have the best wrestling manager this side of the Cuyahoga River, Nikki Heyman.
I've taken a look at the list, and we've got close to 40 people moving. So why am I still seeing Triple H on SmackDown? Come on, people. Brand loyalty.
Okay, I have a reaction to that. Hold on. I have a reaction to that.
That's dumb.
On line four, I believe we have, appropriately, fourth.
It's official, Ultimate Warrior. You're no longer the 80s wrestler to say nothing but completely messed up things.
Oh, we will get to that later. Five, I believe this is typo, correct? Line five.
This isn't Typho, sir.
Who is it, sir?
This is the staff boy, Josh Henninger, calling in for duty.
Okay, Mr. Josh Henninger. And line six, who do we got?
Hi, it's Tyler Brown.
Tyler, how are you? Okay.
Can I say one thing real quick?
Go ahead.
I got to say one thing to this Bill and Doug guy, the infamous guys from YouTube. Bill, the main guy, shut the fuck up. Quit apologizing to TNA because you said some bad things about him. A real wrestling fan can say what he has to say about either company and be ballsy about it. You, sir, have none.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Excuse me. I believe, gets something if I can find it. Gets.
A cookie?
No, it gets this.
Hey!
Because let me tell you something, freedom of speech works, baby. Freedom of speech works. And now, to start off the news of the week, I am feeling drafty, and that's not because I'm not wearing any pants.
Oh, Jason, you just ruined the vision for me.
Sorry.
It's radio.
You
had pants Friday with last week.
That's limits.
Okay. The reason being is that WWE, in its alternate, is in its infinite wisdom, decided to have its yearly annual WWE draft. And with the analysis and results is Nikki Heyman. Go take it, Nikki.
All right. This is a huge mess, so I'm not exactly sure how you want to do this, but I'll start with Monday night.
Not necessarily Monday night. What I basically want you to do is just give me some statistics of who moved, who didn't, what do you think is the best move, things of that nature, and you can comment on the wrestling matches. Like, for example, Born in Mysterio, which was 10 minutes of goodness, for example.
That was just some unbelievable stuff, but then again, I've been wanting that for a while. They did
You've been also wanting Morrison's ass, but you didn't get that either.
got him tonight. Anyway, speaking of Morrison, with the fact that the In Crowd, that one of the most popular tag teams in the WWE, has been broken up. And while Miz turned out to be the heel of the night, it doesn't seem that Morrison is redeeming himself anytime soon on SmackDown. They continue to tease breakups of other teams. Crime Time drafted separately. Primo and Carlito drafted separately. Los Bellas also drafted separately. The Clones, I mean, Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder. Well, Zack's been thrown over to ECW, and Kurt Hawkins could be drafted to the fourth brand called Future Endeavors. I'm going to see that with a few people. Yeah, this brand is where a few people are going to land. My money's on Mike Knox. Mike Knox, Ezekiel Jackson. Let's see. I know I've got a couple more people on this list.
Could be Vladimir Kozlov, too, going to ECW. Thank you very much.
Right. That's what I said, but Jesse. Who
Okay. First of all, hold on. We have a new caller. Line 7, who you got? Who's up?
Hey.
Carl Chenier, I believe, correct?
Yeah, that would be correct, Jason. How are you doing?
How you doing tonight? I'm the one running this popsicle stand. So, Nikki.
Thank God for that.
Oh, no.
Wherever you may be.
Excuse me, watch that. Anyway, so Nikki, what did you think was one? Well, first of all, I think the dumb move of the entire draft, believe it or not, was Hornswoggle to Raw without Finlay.
That's dumb.
Okay, seriously.
That gets worse. That gets a fail.
You really think that gets a fail? All right, fine. I will give it a wherever it is. Thank you. Got it. Okay.
Before we go any further,
yes.
Like a talk radio DJ uses that sound without the woo. For some reason, I always want to throw in the woo whenever I hear.
Yes, exactly. So okay. So Nikki, what do you think were some of the best moves of the draft?
Well, I'm exceptionally excited about MVP being on Raw. I think he's ready to be showcased.
Oh, okay, just one second. I'll just give you one that for that. Robert, what do you think one of the better moves is?
One of the better moves? Chris Jericho to SmackDown, because it's about time because think about it. This, and with other, including other draftings to SmackDown, we now have a great group of six where you could plug and play and you could have main event quality matches on pay-per-views with. I mean, on the heel side, you have Edge, Jericho, and to a lesser extent, Kane, but not much lesser.
And you could also add Morrison to the mix as well.
Well, I'd give him some more time as a solo guy. Sure, he's had it before and he never really clicked until he was with The Miz and had the dirt sheet and stuff like that. And on the face side, of course, you have Hardy, Jeff Hardy, that is. You have Rey Mysterio, and you have CM Punk.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you your new SmackDown 6.
Could be. Fourth, what do you think?
Honestly, I do agree that MVP and I do want to say to some degree maybe switching the women's championships, if only because it kind of freshens things up a little bit, where basically the ones I think were the best. As far as the worst, yeah, definitely that little bastard to Raw without Finlay.
Let's see. I'm looking at my list here. You got fourth. Josh, what do you think?
About this entire draft?
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I am not paying attention. I blame the internet.
Okay. Tyler, what do you think of the draft?
Sorry. let's figure. Well, first off, Hornswoggle being drafted by himself, he's not that great of a wrestler. He doesn't do any wrestling that I recall, and it makes no sense for him to be drafted by himself unless they plan on making him like something of a luchador. But I don't see that happening.
He would be a mini or something to that effect. I don't think so. Finley's got to go over.
Don't remind us of the minis that the WWE's brought in 4 years ago. Ugh.
It's going to end up as they're going to make. Here we go. Here's what I see. All right. Somebody's going to follow me on this one. Right. As wacky as the storylines have been as of late, okay, in this past year, pre-draft, and looking at the future, we've seen some shitty storylines. We've seen storylines that had to go nowhere due to tragic events. We've seen just horrible storylines that would remind you that, you know, you were better off, you know, spending your time, say, taking a two-hour dump.
Mm-hmm.
But, in all seriousness, we're going to look at the Hornswoggle thing, all right? Hornswoggle, what are we going to do with him? Obviously, he has no Finley. We're not going to bring over Finley every freaking week because that's, you know, kind of whacking out Finley's little travel schedule. What is it? So what we do, we make him the illegitimate son of Rey Mysterio.
Okay, Tyler, I appreciate this, but I gotta give this one to you.
Play it, please. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's the dumbest
Tyler.
Thing I ever heard, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
Remember, folks, we are dealing with the WWE. They have put out some weird stuff. So
okay, yes,
when it happens, I take over the show for a week. Just saying.
Tyler.
Oh, boy.
No chance.
No. Okay,
no,
Paul, what do you think? What was your favorite sort of moves, positive moves, negative moves? What do you think?
To me, the best one, oddly enough, was Helms, Greg Helms. And the reason behind that is he's not being utilized anywhere. And if he's going to be utilized somewhere where there wasn't a whole lot of talent at one point, why not ECW?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not going to get utilized on Raw because there's too many, you know, major players there. SmackDown just got a few new major players, so what's left? You know, they're not going to send his ass to FCW. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense because he doesn't really need any more development.
Now, one of the more... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, he's Greg Helms. Really, what... I mean, the problem is, you know, his Hurricane gimmick is gone. His big heel gimmick is gone. I hate to say it, but he's running out of options. I love Greg Helms, don't get me wrong.
We all do, thank you very much.
If you ever get a chance to watch the Hardy Show, you'll love Greg Helms even more. But that's another pro plug for, you know, whatever. But, you know, Greg Helms, I hate to say it, he's running out of options. You know, there's only three brands, and I don't, you know, I mean, they're not gonna show him on Superstars, you know, because they want to get all these major matches. ECW is the last place for him to go, or else, you know, or either that or the pink slip sooner or later. But I don't
see that happening. We will get to Superstars in a little bit. Nikki, one of the more intriguing sort of matches as part of the draft show was the Cena Swagger match. I actually thought it was one of the better matches of both Cena and Swagger's career. What do you think?
I had a blast watching it. It was one that actually had a little bit of doubt on it because I know how everybody talks about how poor the technical wrestler Cena is, which was Swagger's huge advantage. And they did a good job of making each other look good in the ring. Because Swagger needs the rub to be a credible ECW champion, and Cena needs to look good in the face, you know, working with a technical guy. It was a fun match. It was a long match. I enjoyed it.
Jump in, guys. What did you think, Seidelman?
Nikki just pretty much took the words out of my mouth. Not to take anything away from Born Mysterio, which was a good 10-minute match in itself, but you gave Swagger and Cena 20 minutes, and they proved well above expectations. That is match of the night, in my opinion, because that is the classic example, if you saw beforehand with the promo.
Sorry?
I got that stupid host cue thing. This new Blog Talk Radio thing sucks. Let's get that out of the way. First, now, back to Swagger Cena. You gave this guy about 2 minutes to cut a promo on each other, and the promo worked. because it kind of debuted Cena's, you know, it proved to everybody that Swagger does have credible mic skills, and then you prove in the ring that Swagger does have really credible wrestling skills. Give him 20 minutes, that's match of the night. However, there's not more however about that, so that's match of the night, Swagger Cena, believe it or not.
Yeah, I you know what, I wouldn't necessarily disagree with you on that. Moving over to ECW on Tuesday, well, okay, first of all, Nikki, you have the list there. What are the total numbers of movement from where to where, just from a statistical standpoint?
Well, I don't have that. I'm not that technical. I've got...
Well, how many new players on each? How about that?
Yeah. 15 people were added to the Raw roster, including the tag team champion and the Divas champion.
Right.
ECW picks up 5 guys.
Okay.
A couple of which have not had a whole lot of TV time of late. SmackDown. Yeah.
Yes.
5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15 over to SmackDown, which surprises me. That usually Raw gets the most of everything, and then SmackDown gets a little bit less than that, and then ECW gets whatever's left. But SmackDown made a killing. As Edelman said earlier, they built themselves a very good main event picture. They picked up a couple of tag teams. They now have the women's champion over there. Their Money in the Bank is running around, and of course, there's plenty of abs to round it all. Oh, wait a minute. That's not part of
it. Yeah. but the most intriguing point of this is you have both main event belts on Raw with John Cena and now Triple H. Do we see a potential unification? Do we see, you know what I'm saying? What do we see there with that? Carl, what do you think? Carl?
Yes.
What do you think with both Cena and Triple H now residing on Raw? Do we see a potential unification?
No.
Okay.
What I do believe is I think Cena's going to drop the belt to Edge at some point because he's got another movie to go make, and I think next month, I do believe.
I believe he is making a comedy, which, well, put it to you this way, the grosses of 12 rounds was pretty comedic.
Bombshell.
Well, am I wrong?
Well, it could be worse. It could be the Pirates to WrestleMania 25.
Oh! Wow! Well.
Nice.
By the way, that's
funny.
What? I'm sorry.
Don't touch my son that burn.
By the way, just one other thing. For those who have not seen it, The Wrestler comes out this Tuesday on DVD. Cop that movie big time. For those who have not seen it, go buy it. Absolutely fantastic movie. Really good stuff. And you get to see a lot of indie stuff on the New Jersey scene. And you will see why Mickey Rourke got robbed. So, after the draft... And after ECW, we had the debut of WWE Superstars, which has the same name as the 80s version and 90s version. It was 70s or 80s?
80s,
right?
80s and
90s. 80s and 90s, but
and
not...
even some part of this new millennium ended like 02 the first time round.
Okay.
No.
It will appear...
99 is when it ended.
WGN America has it. I do have it on my dish, but since I was on a Met game, I did not DVR it. Nikki, however, did. What is your instant review?
I was very impressed. I was hoping, though, the way they were advertising it, it would play out very similar to the draft show where you'd have guys from different brands working together. The matches are taped at different shows, so we actually get to see all the announced teams. In fact, Grish and JR... were the commentators to Matt Hardy Undertaker, which is something, you know, we're not going to see right now with Matt being moved to Raw.
Mm-hmm.
They tried a little bit of continuity by saying, hey, look, the number one contenders thing, the championship chase for ECW is over here. and Christian and Finlay tore the house down. It was an excellent match. The main was Shano against Cody Rhodes, which I'm already kind of over the whole McMahon's Triple H, Batista legacy. Sorry, guys. I'm just, you know.
I'm with you. Go away.
Yeah, you're definitely not alone.
I hope it ends with backlash, but we all know the McMahons just love to stretch out an angle.
Yep. Especially if his name is Kurt.
But the production quality is on par with any of the other three shows. I love the intro. I am getting my hands on that song, and I'm going to make it a ringtone if I have to.
Do we know what it is?
I had it. WrestleCrap posted it. The song is called Invincible Tonight, I believe. And I didn't recognize the band name.
I will check it out. Hold on. While we Google that, go ahead.
But I found, like I said, I was very impressed. I really enjoyed it. I hope that they make it even more random down the line.
Yeah, I would love to see it more random, too, because I recently downloaded the torrent of this. And I have to, because Comcast somehow hates WGN.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Robert?
I just hate you.
Oh, come on.
Oh, by the way, the
man.
Name of the song is Adelita's Way.
That's
the band name.
That's the band name, yeah.
Adelita's Way, and the name of the song is Invincible.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to check them out, it's www.myspace.com. Adelita's Way. Guys, just talk amongst yourselves for a moment. I shall be right back. Talk about superstars. I'll be back in a second.
I'd like to add on a side note is that with the WWE, I don't know, I'm figuring y'all may have noticed it, is that they're not doing as many of the mainstream bands, probably for one with, you know, you got to deal with copyrights and paying out the money. But the second will also expose those bands. Because just like you gotta figure, all right, when Christian's theme, his new theme came out, I'm sure there were like a lot. Let's just put it like that, of Google hits of people trying to go, okay, who's doing that band? And I'm sure their MySpace got like a bunch of hits just off of that. You know, people just Googling, you know, story of the year. I think it's the band who's doing Christian's new theme. And it does it. It's a two-sided story because first off, the band gets exposure. And the WWE is giving, like, a kickback to that band saying, okay, well, here, we'll use your theme, throw you a little money, get you a little exposure to help you make more money. And then the WWE doesn't have to pay out huge, massive royalties, say, if it were, like, the mid-90s and they were using Kid Rock's whatever for a pay-per-view.
Also using American Badass for The Undertaker when he finally became Biker Taker. You forgot about that one.
Yeah, that's definitely a huge one. But,
I hate to say it about The Undertaker, but when you do something besides something that's close to his classic theme, they've been pretty much shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, American Badass was fine for a while, then it got old, much like Kid Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And for proof, look at the reaction he got at WrestleMania 25.
Yeah.
and let's just face it, anything involving Limp Bizkit sucks the big one out of the gate.
I'm not going to do that.
But back on Superstars, back to the matter of hand on Superstars, it's a really good show. I kind of wish they would use that show to feature some of the lesser known talent.
Yeah,
you know, like on one or two matches, feature... I mean, wouldn't it be cool to see a 10-minute match? Sure, it might not do much for ratings, and this is pretty much a ratings ploy with Superstars. You know, stick all your big names on there to start off with, and then slowly insert smaller names in there.
Do you think this is going to be a hit, or do you think this is just going to be... What do you think it's going to be?
I think it's just going to do okay. Like, it's not going to do great, but not horrible.
Yeah. They're doing themselves a favor by not actually competing directly with TNA Impact. So I think it'll actually do pretty well.
Well, I say it's going to do okay. If going by what we've been hearing on other fronts, it might not last more than a year unless WGN, you know, continues to pump out money to WWE to put this show on. But to be perfectly honest, I honestly think it's a good show. It should last. But because of some financial uncertainties that's going to be going on in the next few months or so, it's a toss-up, to be honest with you.
Hold
Especially
on.
Since they might be losing their...
Just hold on a second. I'm sorry. I think someone got muted. You back there? Number
yeah.
seven. Sorry, Cole. I don't know what happened there. Sorry, you just finish your thought. I just want to get. I don't know.
I know what happened. AT&T service in my area likes to crap out, especially more importantly when I'm doing a show.
Okay. So.
I get cut off.
Okay. My apologies on that. So you think it's a good show and you think it'll let Carl. What do you think of Superstars as a whole?
Well, the way they got it built up so far, it looks pretty good. The way it's been presented looks pretty good to me. But I got to disagree with Rob. I think give it about a couple months, maybe six at the most, it will turn into a new C show.
So where does ECW fit in? As the D show?
Yeah, why not?
No.
Mm. Wow.
Well, no. You kind of have to put it as the D show because I don't think it's going to last that long either. Isn't sci-fi is going to start rebranding?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we'll be seeing ECW much longer on there, I don't believe, guys.
Could be. Now we have, and what I'm going to do is, Nikki, you have the list of the pay-per-view matches?
Yeah, give me a second.
Okay, I got it up.
Okay. Robert, what I need you to do, if you'll just give me a second, because I'm having, not to be rude, I'm just not feeling as good as I thought it was going to be, but I'll be back in a second. Start up the TNA Lockdown pay-per-view picks, okay? Be right back.
Oh, boy.
Shuttleman, would you like to do tallying for us since you'll be running the show next week?
Well, I could do it on Monday since we're going to have – this is going to go to archive and all that other good stuff.
All right.
Here's my half of the belt.
So in layman's terms, I'm lazy as hell.
So are
you – I've been waiting on that all along, Shuttleman.
Oh, shut up, Janier.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so let me roll off the list as I've got it. And I will start from the bottom the way this is done. I refuse to bet anything on the Eric Young, Danny Bonaduce match.
That match will not count.
Yeah. Why? Because it's Bonaduce face. Go figure.
Oh. Yeah. Bonaduce face.
Hey, Danny, you know, quit ruining my favorite sport. Go stick another needle in your ass. Anyway.
Oh.
For what it's worth, I think Bonaduce
completely warranted.
You know, I'd rather see Todd Bridges instead of Bonaduce in this little match here.
I think I would, too.
Well, that's because Todd Bridges actually can wrestle and knows how to,
yeah.
I don't know, work.
Yeah, he's doesn't he have a little gig in the independent circuit right now?
Yeah, he's doing
a few
shows in California. I think Pro Wrestling Guerrilla is doing some stuff with him.
Awesome. Well,
there you go.
Let's see, what do I got here? New Japan Junior Tag Team Title Match. LAX No Limit and current champions the Motor City Machine Guns. That sounds like a mess.
2 points.
Wait, is it a junior heavyweight tag title? Because I have to call shenanigans on Hernandez being in there if that is it.
He can fly like one. I'd allow it.
I know, but if we do that, next thing you know, Puso might get Ed Ferrara back in the saddle.
You know, I just kind of thought about
that.
If anybody can find it on YouTube, look for the American Lucha Corps Super Heavyweight Scramble, and then tell me Hernandez doesn't belong in this match. Anyway. Let's see. What does this want me to do?
2 points possible for this one.
All right. I'm guessing who gets the pin and who gets pinned.
Yeah, what team wins and who's the poor sap that lays down?
I'm going to say that the Machine Guns retain and they're going to pin one of the guys from No Limit.
That works for me. Go to VRM.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and say the Guns retain. I haven't seen enough of No Limit because I don't really pay attention to TNA that much anymore. I'm going to say, though, same as Nikki, Guns win over No Limit.
Fourth.
I'm going to say Homicide pins one of the members of No Limit.
So LAX wins, but No Limit gets pinned. Stepboy Josh Henniger.
I'm going the opposite of Nikki, exactly. No Limit takes back their belts, beating the Motor City Machine Guns in the process.
Saban's
going to get pinned.
Okay. How many matches have you gone through, if I may ask?
We're on the first one.
You did not do the celebrity, the pre-show
match? That one will not count. That's a dark match.
Fuck Bonaducci.
Whoa. I'm running the show this week, right? Okay.
That's
right. So I want that match to count.
Oh. Everybody, put in the half point. Don't give a fuck.
Half point.
Fine. Okay. If everyone wants to take the half point, I don't care. Okay, go ahead. if you really want to be really and not care about this match, but I do, okay, because, right. Number one, you liked Celebrity Championship Wrestling, didn't you, Mr. Seidelman?
Yes, because it was cheesy.
Yeah, so... Don't you think, aren't you interested to see if Eric Young can carry Danny Bonaducci to a decent match?
No.
Fine. Okay, be that way. Get next. Go ahead. I just really think you're being way over. All right, fine. Okay, go ahead.
You know what? It's like I told the rest of them, Jason. I'd rather see Todd Bridges instead of Bonaducci in this match.
Okay, that's fine.
But if we're counting it, I just want to say I didn't get to where I am, the room notwithstanding. Just saying, who cares? I'm going with Bonaducci.
Put me up for Bonaducci as well because he's the guest.
Yeah, why not? Bonaducci.
Well, Seidelman?
Still don't care.
Okay. Okay, so you...
Me neither.
Okay, fine. So,
all right, let's see.
Going back.
You want to put in your vote for the tag title match here? Jason?
Let me actually pull up the actual card myself. So just give me a moment. I am sorry.
You'll have to. I do apologize for my computer misbehaving, but I think I did a way too much web surfing last night, and I'm currently cleaning it.
Uh huh. Gotcha.
My Avast.
Jason, is Stepboy muted?
Let me look. No, Stepboy, you there? Stepboy.
Josh?
He's on air. 7357, are you out there?
Hold on, I'm getting my name.
The way you guys are taking care of this, I just want to ask, when did Jeff stop wearing the face paint? Seems kind of weird that they suddenly dropped
that. He's DC'd.
Oh, he is DC'd, so I should hang up? Should I hang him up?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Your switchboard is a little crazy. All right, fine. Okay, he's gone.
And he'll call back in.
Yeah. I will go with I'm going to go with No Limit as well on this. Actually, you know what? I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to go with the Latin American Exchange. They didn't re-sign just for... here we go. One here and one here. Who do we have on?
It's the Staff Boy again.
And who else?
Tyler Brown. You hung up on me.
I did not mean to. Okay. Okay, it's Tyler Brown. So did you make your pick for the match, Tyler?
Jason, who gets pinned?
No Limit and Latin America Exchange pins the Motor City Machine Guns.
Okay.
And did Josh and or Tyler, did you pick?
Yes. No Limit, Pins, Motor City Machine Guns.
And Tyler?
Motor City Machine Guns takes out Latin American Exchange.
Okay, next match.
Hey, I didn't pick yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, go ahead.
No Limit gets their belts back and they pin the guns.
So do we have everyone on that one?
No.
Okay, Carl, who do you have?
I have No Limit taking our belts back to Japan. They're going to go over LAX.
Okay. Now we have everybody, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Next, Queen of the Cage match. Sojourner Bolt versus Daphne, a.k.a. the Governor, versus Madison Rayne.
Whoa.
I'm kidding. I was like, a.k.a. or used to be known as the Governor. Now she is Daphne again.
Yes, thank God.
Madison Rayne versus ODB, probably with Cody, what's his name?
Diener.
Cody Diener.
Okay. Hanging out there. Queen of the Cage, I assume this is another 2-point one, right?
Nope, 1 point.
1 point. Who's the Queen of the Cage? Let's start it, Nikki.
I'm sorry.
Let me just do this in order. My apologies. I'm just running a little crazy shit tonight. VRM, who you got?
She failed me last time, but I'm sticking with her, Sojo.
Okay. Seidelman.
Me.
Screamer.
Don't ever do that.
That's Daphne.
Okay. Nikki.
I'm going to go with experience ODB.
Fourth.
The one that hates CM Punk, Daphne.
Statboy.
I am also going with Daphne.
Tyler.
ODB.
Carl.
I'm going with ODB.
And I am going with ODB as well.
No love for Madison Rayne.
What do you expect from somebody in Seattle?
Yeah.
I've been feeling like no love all night.
Okay.
I am going to go
for this one here. The TNA Knockout Women's Championship. Awesome Kong defending against Taylor Wilde versus Angelina Love of the... Are they still called the Beautiful People?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, I assume 1 point for this one. Who's going to retain a VRM? Who's going to take the belt? VRM.
Retain?
I made the mistake last month of going against Kong.
Yes.
I am not going to make the same mistake again.
Okay. Mr. Seidelman.
It's time, ladies and gentlemen. Angelina Love is going to take the belt from the Beautiful People. Kong needs to heal up, and Taylor Wilde's not over enough to warrant the belt being put back on her. Therefore, Angelina Love gets that belt.
Ooh, interesting choice, Nikki.
Kong smash!
Fourth.
Well, I know that it's only 1 point. I will say that Angelina is going to pin Taylor.
Okay, stop boy.
Kong bash.
Okay, Tyler.
I'm saying King Kong, third cousin, Awesome Kong, will be winning the match.
Mr. Chenier.
I, too, am on the line, just robbed there. I'm going with Angelina Love.
I like Rob's brain on this one. I'm going to pick Angelina Love as well, too. She's going to steal it some way, somehow. This is not going to be a clean victory, and she's going to play it in such a way. Next is, looks like, actually one of my favorite matches of the night here. The X Division escape match for the X Championship. Could you explain to me, for I don't know this, what does it mean, an escape match?
The escape match is all five X Division wrestlers start off. If you get pinned or if you submit, you leave the cage. When it comes down to two people left in the cage, the only way to win is now if you get out of the cage over the top of the cage.
Okay. So.
And it is for the X Division title.
Right. The champion, Suicide, who is...
It's Kaz again.
It is Kaz again. Is he's okay now?
I guess so.
Okay. Black Machismo, Sheik Abdul Bashir, Consequences Creed, Kiyoshi versus Suicide. Who gets it? VRM.
I'm not quite sure on this one, but I'm going to go with the champion. Suicide retains.
Mr. Seidelman.
Well, Suicide's from a video game that shouldn't have even existed. But sadly, we know how TNA brains work, and this is a no-brainer to me. It about will go to Suicide once again.
Mickey?
I'm going to keep the sweep going. Kiyoshi's new, Creed's not over, Bashir, God help us, and they won't put it back on Black Machismo because he had it for so long.
Fourth, do you keep the sweep going?
Well, I will say self-inflicted gunshot wound wins, but this is the only reason why I would have wanted Daniels to be it, just so he could pull double duty and no one could say it.
Josh, do you keep it? Could you go for a 5 for 5?
Bring the brooms out, ladies and gentlemen. Suicide retains. Too easy.
Tyler Brown, do you make it 6?
Call the maids. It's going to be a sweep. I'm saying Suicide.
Carl?
And we have 7 for 7. Suicide.
And let's make it 8 for 8. Suicide. Okay. This one is one of the more intriguing matches of the belt. Title versus title, World Tag Team Domination. Team 3D, who are the IWGP titleists, I believe, correct?
Yep.
Versus the TNA Tag Champions, Beer Money Incorporated, inside a steel cage for the unification of the...
It is not a...
It's not just a cage match anymore.
What
it's
is
a
it?
Philadelphia street fight.
Hello Kitty! So we're accepting lots of plunder. Who plundered both belts, VRM?
E.C. Dub. 3D's taking it. It's Philly. It's going to be a mob house. Chairs, tables are going to be thrown all over the place. You got to give it to 3D.
Mr. Seidelman.
And I bet you Spike's going to be used as a weapon as well. Oh, I mean Brother Run, excuse me. But I'm going with Team 3D.
Nikki?
And if Brother Run doesn't show up, they'll go get Hat Guy.
Hold on. Because I believe that deserves this. Finish your thought, Nikki.
And if it wasn't for the cage, yeah, there'd be... Everybody in the crowd would be more than happy to give Bubba a chair. So, yeah, 3D is going to take care of business here.
What?
Team 3D, because of two words, the Taz.
Yeah. Josh?
Not for nothing, but it's going to be Team 3D.
Tyler? Tyler?
Oh, wait. They can't call him that anymore. Fucking WWE copyright law thingies. Bastard. I'm going to say Team 3D.
Carl, you going to sweep it as well? Carl?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Yes, I am, because it's in Philadelphia. It's where their second home is. So, yeah, Team 3 all the way.
I am going to sweep it as well, and yes, the Taz will be there, which we will get to hopefully quickly. Let's move on quickly to the main the TNA World. I'm going to start Lethal Lockdown last, if that's okay with you guys. Mick Foley
versus... Did we get the Doomsday Chamber of Blood?
The what?
Abyss versus Matt Morgan.
That wasn't on here. Okay, it wasn't on the TNA. Explain that one. All right, and this versus Matt Morgan, Chamber of Blood. Is that basically a weapons cage?
Yeah.
Barbed wire.
apparently both got one. Like, you have to make your opponent bleed before you can pin him, I think is what they said as the way to win.
Okay, VRM, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Abyss on this one.
Miss Solomon, quickly.
I'm torn between two things. Hit the point button, I don't care.
All right, half button it is. Okay. Who is taking down stuff? Who's taking down the information?
This is all going onto the show archive, so I can do it on Monday.
Okay, go ahead. Nikki.
I'm going to say Morgan, and I hope that they remember all of their cages if they're going to do more than one.
Mm.
I'm talking about 2007, people.
What happened? Quickly. What happened?
They forgot the cage.
They forgot their basic cage. They bought the electrified cage for the 3D LAX match, but
yes,
they didn't have the regular six sides of steel, dumbasses.
Okay.
And that's why we threw it in the room 101.
Okay.
Head first. Go.
Fourth.
Abyss.
Josh.
Abyss.
Tyler.
Abyss.
Carl.
This is where I disagree. Here's why. You're starting to see Abyss become this decade's version of Mick Foley and Terry Funk in terms of taking bumps, crazy bumps at that, using thumbtacks, barbed wire, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going with Matt Morgan.
Attaboy.
And you there? You there, guys?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with Matt Morgan as well. I think, honestly, I don't like Abyss as a character. I just think he is a glorified stuntman. Sorry.
It could be worse. He could be Prince Justice back in the Indies where he looked like a big blueberry.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now we're going to the world heavyweight title. Mick Foley as Cactus Jack versus Sting inside the cage. Who is the TNA title holder, VRM?
VRM? I don't see Foley coming out of this with the belt. I'm going with Sting.
Mr. Saddleman.
I believe in the status quo. I believe in Sting.
Nikki?
Foley makes a match better when he loses. The Icon retains.
Fourth.
Sting.
Josh?
The man called Sting.
Tyler?
I'm going to grab a bat. It's going to be Sting.
Carl?
I'm with everybody, and here's why. Mick Foley's, what, 43?
Yeah.
Not that old.
Yeah, but
Sting's
almost 50.
Sting is 50.
But here's why. Sting's got more mobility than Foley at this point, so Sting.
Okay. And I'm going to sweep it as Sting as well. I don't see Foley coming out of this with the bow. If he does, it will be a good match. Now, explain to me how Lethal Lockdown works and how you want to do it from a scoring perspective.
One point, have you seen a War Games match, Jason?
I have seen a War Games match.
Okay, that's Lethal Lockdown.
Except then the roof closes at the end, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
it starts off, you start alternating guys with one team with the advantage, that team being, I think, the main event Mafia right now. So,
yeah, they have the advantage.
And once all eight guys are in the ring, then the door comes down, the cage is locked, no one gets in, no one gets out, the weapon's coming, and it is on.
Right, and it is a 4-on-4 tag match, correct? Yes? Or is it a 4-on-4 just beat the shit out of it?
It's a 4-on-4 tag match.
Okay. So this is what I want to do. I'm going to make this a two-pointer. Who wins? Who gets the pin? VRM. And who takes two?
I'm going to go and say Team Angle wins. And they're going to get it on... Surprisingly, Joe.
And who's going to do it?
Oh, going to be Angle.
All right. Robert.
Team Jared's going to win. And the Fall Guy is going to be the usual Fall Guy for the Main Event Mafia, Scott Steiner.
And who's going to pin him?
Oh, this is a three-point match?
No, two. I'm just asking.
Oh.
You want to make it three.
No, it's... Honestly, I thought I would have this two.
Okay.
Who wins and who gets the fall?
That's
what team wins and who from the other team gets the fall?
Yeah, that's fine. That works it that way. Yep.
Okay, so Team Jarrett wins. Scott Steiner gets pinned.
Nikki?
The last time I was watching, all it was Main Event Mafia all the time. Team Angle wins. Angle pins Jarrett.
Okay. Fourth.
I'm going to say Jarrett pins Angle.
Okay. Josh?
I will also say Team Jarrett wins. Jarrett pins Angle.
Tyler Brown?
Team Angle wins. Booker T pins Samoa Joe.
Carl.
Team Angle wins. Angle pins Jarrett.
Ooh. And I will say Team Jarrett wins. Jarrett pins Angle. There are your picks. We will find out what happens Sunday. Now, let me go into the, because we have about 9 minutes left. Actually, about 8 minutes left. Dumb things wrestlers have said this week. Now,
get your hand on the handle, Jason.
I have got the handle because let me hold on. I have it right here. Here's the deal. Let us just go with the dumbest quote a wrestler has said pretty much ever. This is done by Hulk Hogan. As you all know, Hulk Hogan is going through a very nasty and public divorce. He was interviewed in Rolling Stone magazine, and he online quoted it through the New York Post, and he said this, quote, "I could have turned everything into a crime scene, like O.J. cutting everybody's throat," he said. "You live a half mile from the 20,000-square-foot home you can't go to anymore. You're driving through downtown Clearwater and see a 19-year-old boy driving your Escalade, and you know a 19-year-old boy is sleeping in your bed with your wife. I totally understand, OJ. I get it." Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Now, Nikki, what was your reaction to that?
Oh, God. Now it just flew out of my head. Oh,
no,
my
no,
Lord.
No, you said, and I quote, "You understand why he said it. You just don't say it where you can see quotes in front of 36.
You don't say that within 50 feet of a microphone, even if it's true.
Robert, your reaction to that?
I'm going to give you a quote that I told you. Because saying that you want to emulate O.J. Simpson when it comes to your wife is absolutely the dumbest thing you could say, period.
Pretty much.
And also, yes, it is official. Hulk Hogan is in room 101 now.
Yes. Thank you. Now, anybody want to say anything else?
Yeah, Hogan's in the 9 days, I'm out.
You know the stipulation for it. You got to bring the sign, and it has to make TV.
Uh-huh.
That's why I said 9 days, I'm out.
Right, go ahead.
It's getting on one way or the other.
Any other quick thoughts on this one?
I got one. My reaction to this, somebody get the Taker what the fuck image and put it over my face.
Yeah, pretty much.
Monty Brown's
I have a couple of things.
What an idiot you are.
Okay. And, of course.
That's dumb.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, Hogan, fuck you. I mean, seriously. Fuck you and the horses you rid on, because let me tell you something. If you even think that you want to slice the throat of the mother of your children, you're an asshole. Okay? You've just given yourself an excuse if it actually happens. What an ass. Okay?
Well, it looks like only Macho Man and Ric Flair are safe in the 80s main offenders that are not in here.
Pretty much.
The time.
Okay. Next. Taz had a pretty much a thing, a missive on Facebook, and he basically said that he's going to TNA by saying this. I plan to make an impact real soon, the ultimate in businesses, and keep its honor. Sorry for crossing the line with my sophomore humor. Survive if I let you. Okay. Said that on Facebook today. He's going to TNA. Watch him Sunday.
Or it could be something different. And keep its honor?
No way. No. No way.
Hey,
anyway.
I touched on two Saddleman. We never know.
You never know what he's going to do. Very quickly, Nikki, we all watched the E60 Puff piece this week, correct? Everybody?
Yep.
I did.
Okay.
Yep.
Nikki, what was your reaction? You had a problem with some of the things that he said. One thing, correct?
Mainly just the fact that he said he wasn't going to die. He called himself immortal. Somewhere there's a little Dylan Klebold kind of kid loading a shotgun, saying, "Oh yeah."
You really believe that, Nikki?
I believe that when you say something like that, if you know some idiot isn't gonna come out and get you, karma will. You don't say that. You say the Titanic is unsinkable. Look what happens.
It's an invitation.
It is.
A clear invitation for someone to try something.
I just figured he was talking about the draft this year.
I mean, but the good news is that we didn't see him get into a limo after the draft was over.
Thank goodness.
They shouldn't collapse.
Yeah, exactly. The final thing I want to get into is just something where the media, in its infinite wisdom, decided to do something really fucking stupid. Like they always don't do. They always do. An unfortunately mentally ill child jumped off the roof this week in a Brooklyn apartment building and killed, and I believe he passed away. But the reason why I am telling this is because this made national news, where one of his friends says he was emulating Jeff Hardy. Now, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, okay. Now, this kid used a plastic bag and tried to make a homemade parachute, which didn't work. The kid went up there, snuck away from the people who were watching them, went up to a roof where it should have been closed. It wasn't. The alarm was dismantled and decided to jump off the roof. Why you are blaming Jeff Hardy, I have no clue whatsoever. Has anybody read the article on this one?
Yeah. And that's what I'm that's one of the things.
No.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I got you.
Okay. That's just one of the things I'm really getting sick and tired of hearing, is that everyone wants to blame a kid hurts himself. Oh, well, he was playing a wrestling video game. Kid hurts himself. Oh, he was watching Raw. Kid hurts himself. He's watching SmackDown. No. It's not the fault of the business. It's the people who are watching him, who aren't explaining things to him, who aren't explaining, you know, these guys they're like actors, basically. You need to explain to kids like this. These guys are trained actors. They are not, you know, your average Joe Blow who just gets up every day and does, you know, all their little finishing moves off their hotel room. You know, they're one way outside the ring. They're fairly normal people outside the ring. Inside the ring, that's their job. You know, they're just doing their job.
And again, wrestling is not the boogeyman, ladies and gentlemen. It's called responsible parenting. And
thank you.
You know, I am tired of this shit. Lionel Tate murdered that person in cold blood, not to emulate a wrestling move. Simple as that.
Yeah.
We've got 1 minute left, basically. Is there anything anybody wants to quickly promote? We've got about 50-odd seconds left.
Allow me.
Yes, I return to my hosting thing next week.
Yes, we... next.
And I watch the ratings decline.
Yeah, Nikki, go on.
Tomorrow, Generation of Destination Wrestling in Monroe, Ohio, we're going to be performing for a huge group of different church groups. Hopefully, we'll be getting off right at 7 o'clock.
Let us do that as very quickly. I will be also back in the announcing for FCW on May 1st for Forgotten Championship Wrestling and for all that stuff. So, for the North American Wrestling Connection, I bid you farewell for VRM, Robert Q. Steinman, who will be back next week, Nikki Heyman, fourth, Josh Statman, Josh Statboy, Josh Henniger, Tyler Brown, Carl Chenier. Much appreciated. This is the North American Wrestling Connection. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Wow.
Night.
God, you know what I should have said?
That's it. Got it.
I should have said, I just found this beautiful website. It's called www.blockpartypodcast.com.
Too late. We're done. We're in archives right now, I think.
Well, yeah. A lot of people listen to the archives anyways.
That is true. Yes, blockpartypodcast.com, gameshownewsnet.com. Absolutely. Absolutely.
By the way, are you doing Wheel of Interrupt tomorrow, Jason?
Yes, we are. Why? Are you playing good or evil?
I haven't been notified yet because I haven't been on AM for the past 4.5 hours.
Okay.
Besides, I will. Here's what I want you to do. If you're on Gorn's side, you need to bust out as many Legion of Doom references as possible. Gorn's Precious Paul Ellering, your animal, and somebody else could be Hawk. The other person could be Jake the Snake Roberts. The other person could be the Grappler.
Oh, please.
No, spoiler. Excuse me, the spoiler.
We shall see how it goes. We shall see what to do. Anyway, listen, I am going to hang up, guys. I appreciate all your help. Thank you for allowing me to ride the ship once again. Much appreciated. Robert,
yes, remind me to make some more stupid bets next time down the road.
Look, let me tell you something. Honestly, you never knew. You really never knew. But I had faith. I really did. You should do that. All you need is faith and trust and a little pixie dust, pretty much. That's it. So, anyway, I'm out, guys. I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Pixie dust?